All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Leo Quinones is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, man. It's great to be on this side of the mic.
Yes. All right, Tropic Thunder's coming out. Is that right?
It came out yesterday.
Wow, how'd it do?
They're saying they need to open these movies on Wednesday now to get an extra 2 days because of the box office bloodbath.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? So it's doing well. It's probably going to make $30 million, $25, $30 million. It's going to knock out Batman for number one.
Are people not going to the movies as often today as they were 10 years ago?
No, they're just picking and choosing a little better, you know, because there's such a glutton of films out there.
Right.
But it's a great weekend of films because, you know, you got your action comedy in Tropic Thunder. It's a hard R. There's great cursing, and I'm a big fan of cool cursing. And if you don't know so far, it's three guys, Jack Black, Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., three pampered, self-absorbed actors who just get in the bush and they're in a real-life combat situation.
What's the movie about?
About 2 hours.
Right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Comedy Store on September 15th.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so the movie's good, huh?
Yeah, it's good because I think this is some of the best stuff I've seen Ben Stiller do in years. I'm not saying his other stuff was bad, but I really like this stuff because, you know, we all know Forrest Gump, and we all know, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr. is Radio and Rain Man with Dustin Hoffman. But in this movie, Ben Stiller plays a guy named Simple Jack, and it's absolutely freaking hilarious. And it's what the protests are coming from. You know, the Special Olympics are protesting the premiere. Yeah, you know, because Robert Downey Jr. plays this actor, Kirk Lazarus, and he undergoes this, he's so method that he undergoes a skin augmentation procedure to make him look like an African American. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and then he's in the bush with Ben Stiller, and he goes, you know, and Ben's like, you know, I wish we had the scene. He goes, when I'm doing Simple Jack, at points there, I really felt retarded.
Right.
And Downey goes,
We do, my God.
And it just goes from there. And the Simple Jack character is just a through line, and it's great. It's really
fun. And evidently, there's a lot of people that are protesting this movie because of the R word, as some people say.
Where do you start? And then Robert Downey Jr., you know, having the blackface. You can even say the tree huggers are going to be up in arms over this thing because the special effects guy, this funny guy named Danny McBride, he's all redneck, and he's torching up the Vietnam jungle for special effects. He goes, I'm raping Mother Nature right now. Watch me rape her. And then he tortures all the trees. So literally, you can beef about that if you want to.
All right. Here it is. The reason why a lot of people are protesting Tropic Thunder, because the word retard.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded maybe, braces on his leg, but he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
Jesus.
Oh, you know what? I gotta say, if you buy a movie ticket, it's like a vote in an election. If you don't like what's on the screen, don't go.
Exactly. All right, now, you reviewed Jack Black, is that right?
I did, but the funny thing about these press junkets, and you know this, Tim, they get 30 or 40 different people to sit there and do 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. I think I had 2 minutes and 19 seconds with Jack Black. Didn't really have much time to bond.
Why would they do that to you? I mean, you're in Los Angeles. It's a huge market. Why would they limit your time like that?
Well, everybody does. I mean, you're talking like, you know, Yahoo.com gets like 2 minutes or whatever, you know, KTLA Channel 5 gets like 3 minutes. So it's really, you know, Jack Black's leaving in an hour. How many people can we cram in there? So it really is funky.
All right. So here's you and Jack Black, right?
Yeah, and I was just basically getting to the story here of, you know, three self-absorbed actors. And then, you know, maybe he's seen some of this behavior. So let's hear a little Jack Black.
Here it is. Jack Black and Leo Quinones. Look at that, man. Two major studs.
Have you ever witnessed diva behavior or heard about some? What's the worst thing you've ever heard, Jack?
One time I heard that there was a scene where an actor had to be submerged in water, and I heard that he insisted that it not be tap water. If he was going to go underwater, it was going to be Evian, and they had to go and get like 1,000 gallons of Evian.
I don't know if you're bullshit or not.
I think it's I don't know for sure either. That's the thing about these urban legends.
I wanted him to really haul off on, and give me some dirt about some a-hole who demands something, but I don't think he really gave it to me there.
You know, when I was listening to your show, when you played that clip either last week or the week before, and this is how like radio is really funny this way, but I remember exactly where I was when I heard that clip. I was pulling into Home Depot in Woodland Hills, and I sat there in the car and listened to the rest of that clip. Is that weird? I mean, you're going to remember where you are sometimes when you hear things.
Well, that's cool. What were you getting at Home Depot?
I just go there to get away.
On a Saturday night.
Saturday night. And I sit there.
Come to the beach house Saturday night. The Venice Beach House. I'm broadcasting from the Venice Beach House Saturday night.
Saturday night, what time?
7 o'clock.
7 to 9?
Doing a little Star Wars broadcast.
All right, I'll be there. All right, so you interviewed Ben Stiller as well.
Yeah, Ben Stiller, very nice guy. Basically, we were talking a little chatty before it started. He listens to 97.1, which is cool. And I asked him about movie critics, so let this rip.
All right, here it is. Ben Stiller and Leo Quinones, man.
What's your opinion on movie critics?
You know, I guess it's necessary. It's great when they love you, but when they don't, it's not that much fun. And I've really not delved into it too much because I found that when I read the bad reviews, I feel like I have to believe the bad reviews. I have to believe the good reviews and the bad reviews. And, you know, it can be like sort of a bottomless pit. You go, oh, that was a good review. What did this guy think? What did this guy think? This guy, well, wait a minute. That guy online in Minnesota, he didn't like it. Wait a minute. Who's that guy in his basement who lives with his mother? Why doesn't he like me?
Have you let a critique of one of your films kick you in the nuts and ruin your whole day?
I'd be lying if I say it doesn't affect me if I read something that's like, you know, nasty or something like that. But you also have to really put it in perspective. And at the end of the day, if that's going to stop you from going forward and doing what you want to do, then, you know, then you shouldn't be doing it.
I like Ben Stiller and Jack Black a lot. I'll see any movie. I even saw those Kung Fu Pandas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Know? And I don't go to animation, but I knew that Jack Black was in it. I enjoyed it. I saw it twice.
I'm a big School of Rock fan myself.
Yeah, I like Jack Black is great.
Yeah, and you know what? I really believe that he has a different vibe than most every single celebrity I've ever interviewed because, you know, if you just come in there and you're not, you know, carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, he goes right there with you. So Jack Black plays this guy, Jeff Portnoy, in the film Tropic Thunder, and he does a straight shot at Eddie Murphy's Nutty Professor movies, you know, playing, you know, all the, you know, six characters that are fat around the tables, and he's pretty great in it too.
I even like his music. Jack Black's music, I think it's pretty
Tenacious
cool.
Tenacious D?
Yeah. Don't rock the meadow. Hey, I listen to that once in a while. Is that it?
One of his greatest things is the end of School of Rock when he's singing. Is that him? Ryan.
It's Frosty.
We'll never hear that album, by the way. How long has that guy been talking about his album, Frosty? How many years, Tim?
It's been a little while. I'll give you that.
Frosty, Tim and I are saying, get it done.
Yeah, let's go. We'll play it on the show, Frosty.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right. So Star Wars is coming out soon. Is that right?
Yeah, Star Wars The Clone Wars. Fully animated and basing a show pretty much around it Saturday night at the beach house. We're going to do a live thing. It's going to be on StarWars.com. The writers are going to come out, and we're going to geek out Star Wars time.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You've been in and around the film business longer than most people. I don't understand the decisions being made in Hollywood. When they do a film, I don't remember what the film was called. Something of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
Not Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Lions and Lambs.
Lions and Lambs.
Oh, yeah, that was a very, very
Lions
to the
of
left.
Lambs. Yeah, right. But anyway, so that movie cost like $70 or $80 million
at least.
Make. I heard close to 100, and it made $14 million.
Yeah.
A movie like Pineapple Express cost $25 million to make, and it makes that back in the first weekend.
Right.
Why isn't Hollywood making more movies like Pineapple Express?
Well, in the case of Lions of Lambs, it comes down to Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, Robert Redford can get any, you know, you put those three names in, they're going to get funded, you know, so.
But not anymore, right?
Well, not after that. Well, you know what? Tom Cruise has a huge part in Tropic Thunder that a lot of people don't know about.
Oh, that's cool.
He has one of the biggest parts. He plays a studio head who's so filthy mouth and so foul mouth and so hairy and bald and glasses. He had large hands created, and it's just, I can't believe that's Tom Cruise. He's like playing an unbilled part in a summer film where it usually used to be the Tom Cruise movie. You know,
yeah. I actually think Tom Cruise is one of the best actors in Hollywood.
You know what's so funny? I like him too, but people will dissect me if I even say that I like somebody. I like Tom Hanks. You like Tom Hanks? He's a terrible actor. I mean, there's people out there that just
Why do you just ignore him?
But I can't.
I think Tom Cruise is an amazing actor, and I think if I was putting a movie studio together, I'd like to, for that guy to be involved. But why aren't more low budget movies being made like Pineapple Express? Why isn't every studio going, all right, no more of this $250 million and everybody has a stroke to see if it makes any money?
It's a good question. I think part of
like
the answer...
Like Speed Racer.
Well, that was just a... we didn't know if that was for adults or for kids. But I think in the case of Pineapple Express, you know, what you have is right now in this particular space is the golden touch of Judd Apatow. Everything that guy's doing, you know, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, you know, anything that he's attached to, he's going to his friends and saying, what do you got? And they all have a little pet project, and he's bringing all those pet projects up, and he's getting them made quick and cheap. And that's
good. Good for him.
I hope that's part of the answer,
Tim. Have you seen Pineapple Express?
I have not seen Pineapple
Express.
Is that
right?
Well, it's a big stoner film. I've never been stoned. You know what I mean?
And everyone, you've never been stoned?
Never.
Is that right? No. How'd you avoid that?
Didn't I tell you this story?
No.
Okay, you guys were all up on stage.
But you drank like a fish, right?
Oh, yeah. Tequila. Yeah. You guys were doing Think Tank about 3 years ago.
As a matter of fact, I hate to say this, but I can see your liver through your KISS jersey.
It's true. This is a true story. I think we were doing it in one of the... In Dave and Buster's. It's like the stage is bigger than the room. You're up there with... Who was...
Steckler?
It was everybody, but Frosty and Frank, you guys. I think Sam Rubin was even there, too. And the question came out to the air staff of 97.1... What about a pot story? And everyone's doing a pot story going in an order. And I'm in the back with Jack Silver, our program director, not my gay butt buddy that everyone thinks.
Oh.
And I said, Jack, did I miss the boat on smoking pot? And he's like, nah, Q, you didn't miss anything on that. Maybe you should try cigarettes. I mean, what an idiot.
Great advice.
What an idiot, right?
Because you're a puss.
He called you cutie?
Q.
Oh, Q. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you're a puss.
You're perpetuating. You're perpetuating again.
I'm sorry, dude. All right, so this Clone Wars is going to be animated.
Yeah, it's totally animated, which is the way it should be because George Lucas has this... The last three Star Wars movies were so subpar, I believe. It's like... There's Tim, there's Leo, and then there's a green screen behind us, and then everything else is fake.
Right.
Animation, everything is there. You can kind of go off in that realm, and it looks really cool. And thanks to the 70s disco Star Wars.
Yes. Hey, nice. was that movie WALL-E successful?
I didn't see WALL-E because I have to see it under one pretense. I have to see it at Disney's El Capitan Theater or I won't see it.
Why?
I love that theater.
Oh, I see.
You know, in certain theaters, like Batman, I got to see it Universal City Walk on IMAX or else I'm not even going.
And you didn't see it or you did?
WALL-E?
No, Batman. You've seen that.
I've seen it four times on IMAX, Universal City Walk. You got to see it on IMAX. Are you going to go, Tim, for this?
I think I might go to see Batman.
What is it with the 97.1 air stuff? I know Frosty, Hedy, and Frank haven't seen it. Conway hasn't seen it. Lycus hasn't seen it. Why don't we get these guys out, rent a bus, and take you guys to see a freaking movie?
I know. Well, the reason why I don't go to the movies is I can't stand the entire process. You know, driving there, paying for parking, paying to get in, standing in line, eating $10 popcorn, sitting next to some a-hole, somebody talks, somebody's cell phone goes off, somebody farts, somebody's coughing,
I can leave, you got to get back in the car. I can leave everything except for sitting next to the a-hole because that would be me.
Right.
But I can totally get us into the IMAX theater anytime we want.
Is that right?
Yeah, anytime. I went it opened on a Wednesday at midnight. I was at the midnight show at the IMAX with all the Bat fans, geeks, fanboys, whatever you want to call us. And that's the way to take in a movie. But you got to get it back in there.
Yeah, and
DVD doesn't do it at home. It doesn't.
And I don't have a long attention span.
Oh,
so I sit there and I ask my wife when we used to go to movies a lot. I'm like, who's that guy? And she was like, Tim, that's Clark Kent. And I'm like, well, what does he do? He goes, he's Superman, you idiot.
Do you have to go out to smoke during a movie?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can sit in the movie and watch it.
Right.
But I go with my daughter. Listen, I work 5 nights a week, and I work on Sundays. I get one night off, Saturday night, to do anything, right? Mm-hmm.
Home Depot, listen to the Film Freak Show.
I go to Home Depot with my daughter, and I just sit there, and I crawl around Home Depot with my daughter. That's all I do.
Daddy wants
very
that
exciting
hose.
Life.
Daddy wants to water the lawn with that hose, honey. Sophia, that's my hose.
It's absolutely true. I did buy a hose there the other day. All right. One that said no kink, and then you get home and there's 40 kinks in it. Nobody can make a non-kink hose anymore. Are we talking about nothing, King?
Are we talking about Home Depot here? Non-kink hose?
You know what? Nobody can make one. Not Home Depot, not Lowe's. Nobody can make a non-kink hose. Sons of bitches. They always say it. No, non-kink hose. And you get home, and it coils up on you. It bends like an elbow, and then you got to walk back and undo it.
I don't like to spend my Saturday night with non-kink hose.
You want them with kinky hose.
That's what I live for, man.
All right, kinky hose. All right, Leo, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Timmy.
Go to Leo's website.
Filmfreak.com.
Yes, filmfreak.com. Great website.
Thank you, buddy.
And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.